These diagrams are intended to illustrate the bandwidth with which the GPS antenna must contend. And, of course, the design of the antenna should be, as I say, commensurate with its application. Now, the GPS microstrip, the most common, usually operates in the range from 2 to 20 megahertz, which, as you can see in the diagram, corresponds to the null-to-null bandwidth of both these existing legacy GPS signals and actually the signals that are to come. For example, we've mentioned the L2C, and this, just like the CA, has a span of 2.046 megahertz, as you see in the highest portion, or the central lobe. Now, L5, which is the new carrier, which is to come, and the P code, or the also in the encrypted Y code, have a bandwidth of 20.46 megahertz, as you see in the right-hand L2 signal structure, and you can also see it over on the left on the L1 in the red. Therefore, the antenna in the front end of the receiver, if it's going to collect the P code on L1 and L2, it has to have that bandwidth, has to be able to accommodate that bandwidth of 20.46 megahertz. If the system's tracking CA code or the L2C, it could have a narrower bandwidth, only need 2.046. Now, many receivers, of course, are designed to accommodate both, and therefore would need to accommodate the larger bandwidth. A dual frequency microstrip antenna would likely operate in a bandwidth from 10 to 20 megahertz, generally.